Welcome to the Anorak Oasis podcast, an oasis for geeks, nerds, and eclecticists who are passionate about and find enjoyment in the more eccentric stuff and things from film, movies, TV, games, music, ancient histories, and something that's very important to me and always at the front of my mind, the environment, conservation, and climate change. The aim of this podcast is to take you away from the world for a moment and go down some rabbit holes, talk about the stuff and the things, and answer your questions as you would talk with a friend in a safe, open, and most importantly, fun environment. My name is Killian Bolivar. I'll be your host. I'm an Egyptologist, film-obsessed gamer, geek, nerd, and all-round anorak. So in this episode, we're going to talk about Mortal Kombat, the movie 2021. As most of you know, it came out recently, and look, when I say I went into it with little to no expectations for the story whatsoever, like zero, but I was very, very pleasantly surprised. It wasn't perfect by any means, but it was funny, serious, and it was a badass story and bloody phenomenal. Emphasis on the bloody. I from the first scene I was hooked. The music was just insanely good. The cinematography was absolutely out of this world. It was beautiful. The way the fights were shot, it was so true to the games and how they're played. It really drew you in. If you played the games or a fan of the games, it was you can appreciate what they did. I really think it's the movie we wanted, the way we wanted for the fans. I think it was definitely purposefully made for fans of Mortal Kombat. I really loved the chemistry between all the characters. It was really beautiful, really well done. The way they were just all brought together and how they worked with and against each other as actors and characters, it was just really, really beautiful. I especially loved the relationship between Liu Kang and Kung Lao. I just loved how they did it, and everyone just bounced off each other in such a natural way. I think that's a testament to Simon as a director, really. He sees things in such an interesting and intellectual way, and was obviously really able to bring out the best in all the incredible actors that he had on board. And I say it's for the fans, by the fans, but he definitely did still see it as a film with a story and a complex system of characters first, rather than a video game first. But I think he was able to grasp both really beautifully and made, well, art really, art for the fans of Mortal Kombat and people who just like those sorts of films in general. Just really bloody awesome art. All I kept thinking was, that's from the game. Oh, that's from the game. Oh, that's from the game. There were definitely parts that, I know some people didn't like when that epic Kung Lao fatality came and was the flawless victory. I thought that was cool. I thought that was perfect. But I know some people didn't like it, but I thought it was a very good touch for the fans. The action, the choreography of the martial arts was amazing. Like you could see the real abilities of the actors who are martial artists in their own right, and I think it was very important for them to do. I think the director did an absolutely perfect job with that. The martial arts, it was so obvious that it was so perfect and done by real fighters, and it was brilliant, it was phenomenal, it was satisfying. Like it was good to see real martial artists doing their thing, and even you could tell the non-fighters really trained hard, and their stunt doubles were brilliant as well. I think you couldn't have had the movie with not good fight scenes or fighters. I would not recommend it for people who are sensitive to blood, gore. The fatalities are not for those people who are easily squeamish. Again, particularly that Kung Lao fatality, that Jax fatality. There's just some things you just really if you're not okay with that, with blood, you're not going to be okay with anything else, really. I do think the story finished a very quickly. Like I would have loved to see more Scorpion and Sub-Zero fighting, or just more of all the fights in general, really, and definitely more Scorpion and Sub-Zero. But overall, it was a flawless movie, especially once again for fans. I know I'm repeating myself, but for the fans, by the fans, completely, wholeheartedly, perfect. Louis Tan as Cole Young, what a freaking amazing actor. What, how incredible. How incredible. He was such a good addition to the story. He was like, his character was strong, motivated by his desire to save his family, prove himself, and understand, his visions and his dream sort of thing, where he came from. His arcana was freaking, oh my God. What a cool arcana. What a cool arcana. He was just, I, Louis Tan, you sir, are brilliant. Jess McNamee, Sonya Blade, I mean, strong, smart, powerful, a powerful presence. Her arcana, it was good. It was good. It was satisfying. Her interactions with Kano were so perfect and so hilarious. Her fighting training was very good. All her scenes were very well executed. Her stunt double, also amazing. We love a strong badass woman. We love it. We love it. She was just, oh, yeah, I don't think I could have done anything differently. If I was, if it were up to me, I couldn't think of a single person who would have done it as good. I thought she was brilliant. Joe Taslim as Bi-Han Sub-Zero. We all know we're very excited for it. Exactly what I wanted Sub-Zero to be. Exactly what I wanted Bi-Han to be. Commanding presence. Badass. Amazing bad guy. His fighting is beyond. Absolutely beyond. He is a brilliant martial artist and an actor. He drew you in and he got to do what he does best, and that is kick butt. And like, how can you go past Josh Lawson, right, as Kano? Kano stole the show. Completely stole the show. Funny, completely accurate, gross, sexist, racist, but still stole the show. Very, very funny, very cool. Josh Lawson, brilliant. His arcana was very cool. His presence was uncomfortable and uneasy, but like for me anyway, but I think that was the point. As a woman, you would not want to be around Kano, I don't think. And the way he died was so perfect. So perfect. Josh Lawson really grasped who Kano was and definitely brought the best of the worst of Kano to life. Makkad Brooks was as look, Jax is one of my favorites, and I, Jax's story was very moving. You felt for him. I mean, you can't even imagine what it would have been like for him, and but you could feel what was coming. You knew his arcana. You knew what it was going to be. It was exciting. So true to the games. Badass arms. His fatality was brutal. Brutal. I loved it. I was, it was cool. It was very cool. Such a brilliant actor. Such a brilliant actor, Matilda Kimber as Emily and Laura Brent as Allison. Again, two very amazing women. Such brilliant actors. You can't fault them. Tadanobu Asano, Lord Raiden. Lord Raiden incarnate. That's all I can say. Lord Raiden incarnate. Speechless. Absolutely speechless. Qin Han as Shang Tsung. So scary. So cool. Perfect Shang Tsung. His powers were cool. His costumes were cool. He was just cool. Ludi Lin as Liu Kang, oh wow, without question, the most perfect Liu Kang I could possibly think of. I love Liu, I love Liu Kang, and he was perfect, absolutely perfect. Voiced by Angus Sampson, Prince Goro, very cool. It was the way his CGI was so well done. I was very impressed. A marked improvement from the original movie. Very, very cool. I mean, you can't go past Goro, really, can you? Cece Stringer as Melina. Yas Queen. She did so well with Melina. So creepy. So creepy. So freaking creepy. But that's the point, isn't it? So badass and so, just epically awesome. Epically awesome. Cabal. We love Cabal. Very happy to see him. Very happy. Rico, very happy to see him. Natara, very happy to see her. Was very cool. I would just, it was satisfying. Max Huang as Kung Lao. Kung Lao has my heart and soul. Absolutely awesome, without question. Perfect. He was so cool, calm, collected. He was Kung Lao. He was Kung Lao. That's it. That's it. He was just, I know I'm getting very excited. I'm sorry, guys. I love it so much. What I was most excited for, the person I was most excited for, and the character I was most excited for was Hiroyuki Sanada, who has every part of me. I love him. He's a god to me, really. He's just, I adore him so much. And the fact that he was Hanzo Hasashi, also known as Scorpion, I was so happy. I was so happy and so content. And I was so excited. I was so excited. I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna get so emotional. It was amazing. He was amazing. He was, my expectations were really high for his character and him, and he did not disappoint whatsoever. He was flawless, brilliant, amazing, and epic from start to finish. When he's Scorpion, his powers are so awesome. When he's Hanzo in the beginning, in that opening scene, it's just him. It's just him, and he's amazing, and I love him as an actor. He's brilliant. He's freaking brilliant. And I know I'm going on and on and on. I'm so sorry. It's just, he's phenomenal, you know. Hiroyuki Sanada is, to say I'm a fan is I think quite obvious, but I have no words. He's indescribable to me, and the way he brought Hanzo and Scorpion to life was beautiful, heartbreaking, heart-wrenching, badass, flawless, just everything I wanted and more. You know, overall it was very, very cool. You know, the fights were epic, the bad guys were amazing. The good guys were phenomenal, and like, I think that's all we could really ask for, you know. And I really liked the little Easter eggs, they were very cool, like the Shao Kahn statues. I think that's really, really cool. I was very excited for that, you know, in the battle in the beginning, in that opening scene between Hanzo and Bi-Han, otherwise known as Scorpion and Sub-Zero. You know, they keep talking about their clans, like the Shirai Ryu and the Lin Kuei, and it was so cool that they put that in there. It was like such a good little touch, you know. And you know, talking about that opening scene, when, I mean, horrific, fucking horrific, but when he drops the water and then the shot of it pouring down the steps, that shot was brilliant and beautiful, and it created such an emotional reaction. Cinematography was just, I'm just going to keep saying it. It was a flawless movie. I really, there's nothing else I can really say about that really, you know. Back to the Easter eggs, you know, Shang Tsung sends a reptilian named Sizoth after the champions, and I wasn't sure if it was supposed to be reptile, but I'm pretty sure it was. And look, I don't know how to feel about it. Like, I mean, it's fine. It was cool. It was a cool scene, you know, very cool. When Sonya tells Cole about everything, and there was like the image of the Makoto warrior. I'm pretty sure that was Nightwolf. Very, very cool. Love Nightwolf. Another image in there, I'm pretty sure, is like an Aztec warrior who's supposed to be Kotal Kahn, which, if you've played the more recent games, you know who Kotal Kahn is. Very freaking cool. You know, in Raiden's Temple, there's like monuments and references to previous combat tournaments, a rock painting with a great warrior who was the great Kung Lao, who's the ancestor of the current Kung Lao, and Liu Kang. Obviously, they recognize each other as cousins during the movie, which is very cool. Then you also see the blue fan, which is obviously Kitana. I was so happy when I saw that. I was like, oh my God, look, that's so cool. I thought that was, I really enjoyed that. And then the amulet, Sinnoh's amulet. Love Sinnoh. Sinnoh is amazing, and I hope we see him in the future. And obviously, at the very end of it all, you see the poster that zooms in on the belt that is obviously Cage, the Johnny Cage, who will hopefully be in a second one if they choose to make one, which I think would be very, very cool. I think, personally, I think it would be cool to have Scott Adkins as Cage, or anyone in the Mortal Kombat world, really. He's such an incredible martial artist. Like, he's impossible. Like, he defies physics. He defies nature in what that man can do. He's just so incredible to watch. He would definitely be my pick for Johnny Cage, or again, anyone, just be someone. Give me a good 10 minutes with him on screen and I'll be happy. Like, just 10 minutes of him fighting would be phenomenal. And that's the end of this episode, guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it very, very much. If you've seen the movie, who is your favourite character? What was your favourite fatality? Who do you think would be a good Johnny Cage? What characters would you like to see in a sequel? What did you like? What didn't you like? What did you think? Let me know. You can find me on Instagram at AnorakOasisPod, on Twitter at AnorakOasis. I would love to hear your thoughts, comments, questions. I also have a Discord I'd love you to join where you can ask your questions, leave any ideas, your thoughts. Have a conversation. I'd love to interact with you guys as much as possible. You can find the link to that on my Instagram again at AnorakOasisPod. Thank you guys. I appreciate it so, so much. I will catch you in the next one. Be good, be safe, and don't do anything I wouldn't do.